Welcome to the Confidence and Self-Esteem podcast.
Challenging you to increase your confidence and self-esteem.
Introducing your host, James Blundell.
Using everyday life to help you increase your confidence and your self-esteem. How are you doing today? Hoping you're having a better day than I am. Ever get those days when things never seem to go right? Started off early this morning. I woke up about 4:30 to a message from Kerry, who was lying next to me, but obviously didn't want to wake me, to say we got the boiler being serviced today. So one of us has got to be here, which means the other one's got to do the school run. And that messed me up because I had meetings booked at work. So I had to shift them around a bit quick to turn up late. My first meeting was going to be at 8:00. And obviously had to get our daughter to school for 8:30, which meant that I wasn't going to get to the meeting for 9:00. So that already put me behind that day. And then meeting didn't go anywhere near as I planned. A few probably left staff with more questions than answers. And then I had to pick our daughter up from school. And I call it Spreadsheet Tuesday. So on a Tuesday, I pick her up from school. I take her to dance. She goes to dance for an hour. I sit in the car and play on my spreadsheet. Play with all the stats and figures from the previous sort of 7 days, or I work on any other spreadsheet looking at data that I need to look at. Normally I do a bit of work before I get to the stage, because I don't have internet connection, sat here all on my own in a car park. So don't have internet connection, so download everything I need to before I leave home. Sitting here for an hour, completely uninterrupted, nothing on Wi-Fi, no signal, no emails coming through. Fantastic. And then I go back and do a bit of work later on that as well. So I'll be home at 5:00 and spend a couple of hours on that at 5:00. But I haven't downloaded everything I needed today, so I've only got half the information to do. First time ever. I've been doing this now for 12 months. First time ever I've failed to get all the information ready before I've then had to sit here. And then to top things off even further, I forgot to take our daughter's dance bag to school to pick her up. So we then had to pick her up from school and then had to sprint home. And I then got her changed at home. And then as I've come to dance, I've realised I didn't pick up her shoes. So no ballet shoes, no tap dancing shoes, which has obviously messed up her dance class as well. So if it can go wrong today, it has gone wrong today. And it's only now 4:45, 4:30, 4:45. A few more hours of the day left. Just the way it is. Been saying that a lot recently. It's just the way it is. And how do you handle that? How do you handle it when nothing seems to be going your way? And I've been thinking about that the last couple of minutes, thinking, well, maybe I should record an episode on it. And the first thing that springs to mind is two things. One, I have set myself targets these last 6 months of thinking bigger, working at a higher level, setting myself standards way higher than I ever have done before. And that kind of, to a certain degree, reassures me that when these things go wrong, they're all small. They're all pretty insignificant. I mean, you know, the meeting didn't go my way, and yeah, I've got a few sort of staff who are now unclear on what I needed them to be clear on. So yeah, that's a bit of an issue. Spreadsheet, don't have all the information to hand. So what? I'm going to work an extra couple of hours when I get home. I'll do that anyway. Just need to be working on this project and not the next one. Daughter, not got the right shoes. Yeah, my bad. But she's in there running around, hopefully. Hopefully she's not been told she's got to sit in the corner quietly. I did say to the instructor, I'm ever so sorry. She's like, don't worry about it. Happens all the time. Come on in. So she was okay with it. But they're all things that we can get over, and they're all things that we can move on, because I've decided that I'm not going to settle for average. I'm operating my whole life at a higher level. And so what? These things therefore happen. But the other thing I've realised in the last sort of 10 minutes is you can't change the past. All you can do is change the future. And all you can do is think about how you can change the future and what you can do to change the future. And do you know what? This doesn't have to be massive steps. This literally, quite literally, has to be, what am I going to do in the next 20 minutes or the next hour to move forward? And in this instance, the next 20 minutes is a no-brainer. I'm going to pick my daughter up from school very shortly, actually, and not from the from dance very shortly, and then we're going to drive home, and then I'm going to jump in front of the laptop, and I'm going to do that for a couple of hours, and then I'm going to put the children to bed, and then I'm going to probably have something to eat, and then I'm going to jump in front of the laptop again, and I will then get some uninterrupted time. And you know what, if that doesn't work out, I don't need to beat myself up about this, because I've also been getting up early in the morning, so I'll be up at 4:30 tomorrow morning, and I will get a couple of hours uninterrupted to play catch up. I say catch up, it means I wouldn't work on tomorrow morning what I plan to work on tomorrow morning, but you know, these things happen, and I am a grown up, and I need to take responsibility for my actions. And I don't need to worry about consequences of, oh, this now means this next week and this means that next month. And do you know what? Just worry about the next couple of hours tonight myself, which is just getting the spreadsheet done, getting the children to bed. That's all I need to worry about. Everything else can wait for another day. So if you are having one of those days, if you are in a place where nothing seems to be going right, then don't worry about spiraling. Don't worry about being detrimental to, you know, don't do something now which you're going to regret tomorrow. And it's going to put you even further behind your bigger targets. Just look at this as being one of those days. These things happen. Sit back, take a deep breath, smile, laugh, and move on. And understand that lots of things could have happened today, far greater than the types of issues that you and I are facing. And understand that, you know, we shouldn't hope that we never have problems. We should just hope that we grow bigger than them. These things will happen. Deal with it. And move on. If you want to talk about it anymore, get in touch. Have a good day.
Contact the show.